Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalid. We're holding Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, a brand new Mishnah. We started off our perek about Hamoicha Peirois, and we're continuing to talk about Hamoicha Peirois, and what our Mishnah tells us is that when you buy various food items, there's always a tolerance level for some duds or for some inferior quality, as we'll see in our Mishnah and in the Gemara. Look at the Mishnah, Hamoicha Peirois L'chaver, a person is selling Peirois. The Rishbam quickly points out, we don't mean peiros like apples and oranges, we mean tvua, that a person is selling chitim or se'oiden, wheat or barley.
Not the seeds.
Here we're talking about the actual tvua itself. How is it makabel olav? He automatically assumes that as part of this package deal that he's getting, he's going to get a roiva tinoifis l'sa'a. So let's assume that this is sold by the volume, and in the volume, I'm expecting to receive a full sa'a of wheat or barley. But unfortunately, when I come home and I open up the package, I see, mixed in is some tinoifis. On the surface, tinoifis means some dirt or soil. We'll see in Hechem the Gemara that's not so simple. Now, what percentage are we talking about? Everybody knows a sa'a has in it 6 kavin. A roiva means a roiva hakav. So we're talking about 1/24th, assuming you rounded it to 1/25th, you're talking 4%. So anytime you are buying tvua, you automatically assume that only 96% is going to be pure tvua, and there's going to be 4% tenoifis mixed in, gesundheit, and people are typically moichel, and they're expecting that. So this is not a case of oino'o, of cheating or anything. Everybody knows that you're going to always have such a small percentage tenoifis, and it's tolerable, and that's normal. Similarly, te'enim, if somebody buys te'enim, of course, are figs, mekabel olav eser metulois lemeir. He expects that when he opens up his package of 100 figs, that 10 of them approximately are going to be metulois. Metulois means wormy. Rishbam says, even though the Mishnah refers to 10 and 100, but the same proportion is if you, for instance, bought 10 te'enim, you should expect to receive 1 metulah. And obviously, if it's more than that, in other words, in the case of the peiros, if it's tenoifis more than the roivakav, then you can go and say, no, I can't tolerate that. I can take up to 4%. I'm not taking more than that. By te'enim, I can accept 10% wormy, but not more than that. Martev shel yain, what happens if I buy a whole cellar full of wine? Mekabel olav eser koisisois lemeya. He accepts 10 koisisois. Rishbam says koisisois means that this is inferior wine, wine which is already going downhill. And we'll see more mechum in the Gemara, but it means that it already has a slight vinegary scent to it, or odor to it. So it's still technically wine, but it's already downhill.
It's not passing the smell test.
It's not passing the smell test, literally. So again, 10% is what you expect in such a large marzeh shel yayin. And finally, kankanim bisharon. Sharon is the name of a place. If you bought from there, kankanim. Kankanim are jugs or barrels, etc. The kabel olav eser pitzois lemeir. You also accept over there 10 shvacher, weaker barrels among the 10. So among the 100, you expect 10% are going to be shvacher. Shbam says they're going to be kadim ro'im. But the Gemara Mishnah we're going to explain in further detail. Anyway, getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah. So beginning of the Mishnah said you'd go and have a tolerance level of 4%. The Loshon of the Mishnah was roiva tinoifes. Zok the Gemara Tani Rav Ketina. No, it's not really tinoifes. What we really mean is roiva kitnius lissa. The roiva that we're talking about in the Mishnah doesn't mean dirt or soil, it really means kidneys. That if you're going and buying a sa'a of chitim or sa'irim, you can expect that mixed in will be 4% of kidneys. The wasep is, how does kidneys get involved? So the Mefarshim say that in the good old days, and perhaps even today, they used to go and plant in the same fields 1 year kidneys are legumes, beans, and similar. And another year they would go and plant tvua, such as chitim or sa'irim. perhaps they did it to replenish the soil, because these use up different nutrients than that. I'm not a farmer, but that's the way they used to do it. And anytime you go and plant seeds, typically the farmer figures out that 90% or 95% of the seeds sprout and they grow. Unfortunately, approximately 5% of the seeds do not sprout this year. They're not total duds, but apparently they were covered over too much by the other seeds or by the earth, for whatever reason. And very often they will grow the next year. Ah, so then when you are planting in this particular year, when it comes the time of the harvest, hey, I can't believe it. Besides chitim soirim, there ought to be kidneys. Where do these kidneys come from? It's not a mess.
It's not kilayim, though?
Kilayim would only be if they are with grapes. In other words, chitim and grapes, that's a problem.
I thought you're not allowed to plant any two produce together.
Well, there's a full mesechtes kilayim that deals with that, but in general, the general rule of the majority holders is that only if it's chitim and chartzanim. Chartzanim are pits or seeds from the grapes, which are planted together with tefillin.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so getting back to Argumar, so you have the kidneys there, so you should not be shocked that you find the kidneys there. It's there because some of last year's legumes didn't sprout, and now they're sprouting this year.
They were late sprouters.
Late sprouters, very good. Like latecomers to Minyan and things like that. Now, not talking about anybody in particular, mm-hmm. but getting back to... I'm looking at it. Anyway, getting back to the kidneys, so in fact the Ramos says, and that's the mokar, our Gemara is the mokar for that the Ashkenazim do not eat kidneys on Pesach. Why? Because just like you're telling me that there's a tolerance level when you are buying chitim soirim, you expect to find in some kidneys from last year. Ah, so what happens if I'm going to plant now next year kidneys? I'm going to have some late sprouters of chitim soirim from the previous year. So I bought all of these kidneys, and there happened to be chitim soirim inside the same sack, inside the same container, and therefore, if any person that buys kidneys for Pesach, he might be cooking it without realizing that there are kernels of wheat or of barley mixed in, and you can have potential chometz problems.
Why don't Sfardim hold that from them then? If that's the... I mean, it's a...
Why? That's great. It sounds perfect. You have a knock on the kiva, you sift it, you see that there's no thing there.
They're not sifting it that well, or they're
not... Why? Well, you don't want the pebbles in there. Nobody wants to break the
kiva. Yeah, you're right. Right, but I'm surprised.
I like this,
because
Sfardim knows what they're talking about.
He must have some Sephardic blood in you.
No, I'm... I'm not privileged that way.
Anyway, regardless... That's the Makor says there are more that people are makbid among the Ashkenazim not to eat kidneys because there might be some wheat or some barley mixed in. So getting back to Argumar. So
Rav Katina, when he talks about kidneys,
and maybe there's a relationship, and then we get back to Maritz Chai, it's from the law. Could be. Shkoyach. So Tana Rav Katina, Roiva kidneys l'sav. So when we said in our Mishnah, Roiva tenoifes l'sav, we don't mean tenoifes dirt. We mean kidneys. Break the more of afruris loy, and you are excluding afruris. Omer Rabba Bar Chia katoy sva mishmei de Rabba boirer tzror migrone shel chaveroi and noisen loy demeichitim. What is this? What is this all about? You have a person who wants to be, if you will, a boy scout, a nice guy, a good scout. He sees at the garden shel chaveroi that in the chitim are mixed in some small pebbles. Nobody wants to have pebbles. Everybody wants to have good chitim. After all, you don't want to go and bite into a challah. Instead of finding a raisin, the covered Rosh Hashanah, you're going to find a tzoror, and you're going to break your teeth on it, and you're going to have to go to the dentist. So he does have grosha toiva, and he pulls out those tzororis. It turns out that he's not doing a toiva at all. Vis-a-vis the moicher, he's doing a ro'a. Why is he doing a ro'a? Because the moicher is allowed to go and sell a small percentage of schmutz, including little pebbles and a little bit of soil and earth. Like we said in our Mishnah, there's a tolerance level of up to a roiva tenoifes. So what happens is, by your removing it, now the moicher is going to have to put in more chitim or more soirim in the container to make up for the shortage, because you took out these teroiris. Are you going to go and say, why doesn't the moicher just put them back in? You mean, Kiboyle kapolta, he took it out, put it back in. Says the Rishbam, when do you say that there's a tolerance level if that's the way it grew naturally? In other words, when the people harvested the chitim sa'irim, so there was some schmutz left behind in the bags. I mean, it's only normal, you're cutting it and some junk on it or whatever, so some tinnitus. So that comes along for the ride. However, if it was clean to go and put into it tinnitus, that you're not allowed to do. Says Haptap Rishbam, Lisasu Ovel. That would be an avla to go and make Shmutzik Yenin's Chitim Soirim and to go and give the Lekeach the Kavona intentionally the Shmutz. It's one thing that it comes along for the ride, but not to go and intentionally go and quote unquote poison it by putting in Soirim. So therefore, if somebody goes and he's boiled Soirim, what does he have to do? Noisim Loidemei Chitim. He has to go and pay for the damage, the Demei Chitim that he's going to have to supply and replace. Yeah.
Isn't that grumma though?
What's a grumma?
He's removing the. He's
dying.
He's not causing the grum. He's not causing the damage to the mocher in that way. Isn't more of a grumma?
It's either a direct hit or Rishbam says it's a garmi. Why is it a garmi? Because on the spot, as soon as he's taking out the tzrayers, then this container is worth less. Because when he wants to go and sell it now to the Kiach, until now he's going to go and sell this whole Sa'ah for $10. Now that he's taken out those treasures,
it's $960.
It's $960, $950, whatever it is. Or he's going to have to go and fill it up with new chitim and replenish it from somewhere else. That's going to cost him more money. So since it's a direct hit on the spot, that's why it's considered to be a garmi. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so what do I see from this? I see from this that Tzroyrois is also something that you're allowed to go and sell along together with the prime commodity of Chitim Soyim. And you just said of Ketina, no, there's only tolerance for Kidneys, but there's no tolerance for Afrurius or Tenoifus or Tzroyrois. So this is a direct hit on Rav Ketina's halacha. Everything immoral. Kidneys, roiva. Afrurius, achos mi roiva. What does Gemara mean to say? What Gemara is saying is, Rav Ketina agrees to Rabba, and Rabba agrees to Rav Ketina. There's no machlokes. The only question is, what is the percentage, what is the tolerance level for different commodities and for different inferiorities or in different deficiencies? If you're talking about in our Mishnah, a roiva hakav, that's the 4% of tenoifis, where do you say that there's a tolerance level of 4%? That you're talking about kidneys. However, if you're talking about afruris, it's already even less than that. So if you look again at the top of the omid, kidneys is roiva up to a kidneys, up to a roiva, because after all, I taka want a chitzav sa'ir, but kidneys is good too. I can use the beans and put in my chillin, you know. Not on Pesach, but during the year. It works fine. Yeah, it's fine even during Pesach. But afruris, bachas mi roiva. There, the amount that a person is willing to tolerate is a little bit less than a roiva. Why less than a roiva? Because it's schmutz, it's junk. He has to wash it and clean it. So he doesn't want it. So therefore, since our Mishnah used the expression roiva, says Rav Ketina, roiva kidneys. However, there is a tolerance level as well. Gami kafruris, but that's a little bit less than your 4%. Frank Mapafruris, roiva loy. I thought, in fact, that there is a tolerance level of 4%. I say 4% of just rounding. Instead of saying roiva, I'm saying 4%. But it's really the same thing. Anyway, Zvafur is roiva loy. I have a time to learn the braisa. And now the braisa is very, very clear. And we're going to deal with different commodities. Amoy chaperis la chaveroi. If he's selling chitim, kalba olav roiva kidneys. Just like Rav Ketina. I'm sorry. So oira mekabal olav roiva nishoivis lesa. Nishoivis means straw. Find straw in your soirim, up to a roiva you're willing to go and accept. Hadashim, to my lentils, a couple of roiva afruris. Oh, that's a roiva afruris. What's the reason why the Brisa breaks it up into different categories? This is kidneys, this is nishoivis, this is afruris. Says Rishbam, because that was orcha de milk. So that's the way things were normally picked and normally sold and normally found. In other words, you could have the same thing, you could have the straw by the chitim and by the lentils and all that, but that was normal the way things were sold, that in chitim you'd go and find a small amount of kidneys, and in Sa'arim you'd find a small amount of nishoivis, that's straw, and in Adashim you'd find some afruit. Anyway, but what do I see from this braisa? That the shear of afruit is taka a roiva. You gave a tirus all the way to the top. That when Rav Katina said roiva is only by kidneys, well, less than roiva, there's a tolerance level of afruris, but not at roiva. No. Up to. Ad v'loy ad b'chlal. I see from this braisa by Adashim, he's makabalol of a full roiva afruris l'sa. So he was like, why did Rav Katina have to say our mission is talking about dafka kidneys? He could have said our mission is talking also legabe afruris, which is the poshim shad, it's tinoifis. My love, what did the chitim Shani Adashim, the Mekar Akr the whole. Adashim are different. Because Adashim, you don't go and cut with a sickle. Adashim, you go and uproot by pulling them, the Adayim, from underneath the soil. Adashim lentils, for those of you that are not lentil farmers, lentils are grown underneath the surface of the soil. So when you go and harvest them, you got to go and. Thank you. You have to uproot them. And as you uproot them, guess what? A lot of soil comes along. Masha'enkin, when you're cutting chitim sa'irim, although you're getting very close to the surface because you're using your sickle to go and cut at the bottom, so you only get a little bit of soil, but you don't get so much soil. So therefore, by Adashim, there's a greater tolerance level. You're willing to go and accept a full roiva. However, if you're talking about chitim, you're only willing to go and accept up to, but not including a full rice. Right, tomorrow, based on what you just said now, let's start to go and bring a raya to Rav Tin. Instead of asking Akasha, bring a raya. And the time, well, what's the reason why? Be'adash and the maker after the whole. That's why you have a tolerance level of a full raya. Avachit v'sari loy. Chit v'sari, we are not oiker. So in fact, you will not tolerate a full raya. Only something less than a raya. So the chayra we have taka raya. Tipshemino, bring a raya to Rav Katina that you only accept a full roiva in our Mishnah, only the gabi kidneys. But nobody accepts a full roiva of afruris by chitavasari. And that's the reason only by Adashim, because mekar akrilo, but not by chitavasari. Nobody would accept a roiva. Roiva, chitavasari, avadanish. So bring a raya to Rav Katina. The oilu chitzari is also mekabel afruris, up to even a roiva, and therefore maybe Rav Katina is wrong, and maybe our Mishnah tenoifas means taka literally afruris. Aye, how come the price then talks about adashim? Why does it tell us even the greater chiddush of chitzar so'irim that there is a tolerance level of a roiva? Says Imura, because the chiddush is the other way around. Adashim it's tricholay. Even Yoisim Roiva Nami Lakabel, I would think not only take 4%, even take 5 or 6 or 7%, because it's automatic when you are pulling out the Adashim from underneath the ground. There's so much soil and schmutz that comes along with it. So I would think you would even tolerate a Likeh, would tolerate even 8%, 10%, whatever. Kamash Mulan, that's why the Bryce says to tell you, no, it's only a Roiva. But as far as chitim sa'irim, you have no right for the price either way. Could be chitim sa'irim is also a roiva, and not like Rav Katina. Or it could be the talmud of list less than a roiva, and like Rav Katina. So we don't have a clear raya one way. Now we start a new angle, if you will, in the same halacha. Omer Avuna, what happens if in fact you find more than the tolerance level? In other words, our Mishnah says, roiva tenoitis. Whether roiva tenoitha means afruris, whether it means kidneys, but clearly there's
whatever the impurity is.
Whatever the impurity is, exactly. That's a roiva. What happens if you find more than the roiva? What can the lekiach do now? Can he go and insist, I want to have a full refund of all of the impurities, or only of that amount which exceeds the tolerance level? So since our Mishnah, let's say again roiva, let's assume that's 4%, what happens if you find 5%. The Lekeach doesn't take it home and open it up there. In the store, he's opening up the bag, the container, and he says, hey, Mr. Moicher, there's 5% over here. So does the Moicher have to now give him just a 1% refund, or does he have to give him a refund of the whole 5%?
It's like a shtus by Mekach.
Okay, like a Mekach. So yeah, similar in concept.
Same concept. You go back to $1, or you have a basket.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So Amrevud, Himbol in Napis. Napis means to go and sift it and blow out all the impurities. Do I say now Menape es Kuloi or not? Says Ravuna, yes, Menape es Kuloi. Not, he doesn't get a refund of only that 1% differential between 5 and 4, but he can ask for a full refund of the full 5. Igmar doesn't characterize it in the form of a refund. Igmar characterizes it that the Lekeach is willing to go and pull out all the impurities there in the store, and he collects them all together. He says, Moicher, here I have a present, the covered Rosh Hashanah, 5% of Afruris. What is the story now? Can he insist on getting now 5% chitim instead, or can he only get 1% of chitim instead? The other 4% he has to lose out because that's the tolerance level. Zokta Rav Huna, you can go and clean out the whole thing, meaning he has to go. The moicher has to give him a full refund, or he has to go and give him chitim, replenish the entire amount, so it should be totally clean, not a drop of afruris at all. Now, what's the reason why? So tomorrow, two reasons. Amin ladina, amin la knasa. Some say ikra din, some else knasa. Amin ladina, man di yoyev zuzi a peri, a person who goes and gives money to go and buy peris, or in this case, tvua, shapiri yoyev, he's not giving it to get inferior, deficient quality. He wants top quality. You go into a store, you don't go and say to the market, give me whatever lousy peris you got left. Unless, of course, he's giving him a major discount, or unfortunately, if a person is impoverished. But a normal person goes into a store, he wants, you know, the best of Schreira. He's going to bring it home for his family, for his Orchim. He doesn't want to have Busha. If he has Busha, according to Shimon Gamliel, the Minin Yushalayim, you'd have to pay for the Dumei Boishas. Anyway, Samandi Yav Zuzi, Aperish Piriyad. He gives it for the best payers. Veroiva Loitorech Inish. When he finds among the Tfuah that there is the 4% of Tinoifis, really and truly what he would want to do is, on the spot, go and remove all of that Tinoifis. But it's just not worth his time and effort, and I have an appointment, I have a meeting, I have a closing, I have to run, I have to go, I have to go to the daf, I have to go to the minion. I don't have time to sit around here starting to pick out the roiva. So he is mevater or moich. Yoisim roiva, when it's more than roiva, he says, okay, yeah, you know, so much schmutz, I can't tolerate that, I'm going to bring it home. My wife is going to scream at me, well, you're schmutzing. See, yoisim roiva is torachinish. He is matriach, and he will start pulling out the impurities. The kima de Torah, once he's added, Torah bakule, then he's going to go and remove everything. Once he's already picking out here and there everywhere, he's going to go through the whole.
Yes, he wouldn't know that he has more than a rova of impurity there to protest.
No question about it. The question is, why do we go, according to Avuna, and give him a full 5% return? Right. Why don't we suggest that 1%? Of course, 4% you're willing to tolerate. See, if it would only be 4%, a person's willing to tolerate because it's not worth his effort and his time.
He spent the time anyway once he took out the 5%.
Once he's working on it anyway because of the additional overage. So he's already going to go be matriach the whole thing. That's why you have to pay for the whole thing. So that's Medina. The Amri La Knasa, Roiva Shchiach. That you find a Roiva of Shmutz, a Roiva of Kidney, it's not that Shchiach. But Yoisir, more than that, Loi Shchiach. And therefore, when I'm choshesh, or choshesh is the Yehudi Orev, it could be that the Meicher threw in a couple more pebbles. He saw that it was 4%. Nobody's going to notice the difference anyway. Anyway, he puts in a little bit more. Can you imagine? It's terrible. The Kiman de Orev, since he was Ma'arev Kansur Abana Bekule, and they said, now we're going to throw the pebbles at him, or the books at him. What type of thing? What did you just do now? Therefore, that will disincentivize us, will act as a deterrent that people shouldn't do such nefarious activities.
A little bit of skila there, you know?
Skila because they're throwing pebbles there. Good. Simon. So now the Gemara is going to ask six different either rayas or kashas on Rav Katina's, not Rav Katina, on Rav Huna's halach. So the simon is, Kol Trey started the Rav and Barab, not when I know of the Kabbalah. It's the first kash, Meisvei. This now we're getting to what Ariel was talking about at the outset of the shir, talking about kilayim. And the kilayim was, he had a so'o, let's say a so'o of grain, of grape seeds, for instance, which are mixed in. You have a roiva. Oh, if you have a roiva, got a problem. Kelayim. Yima'ed. You have to make sure that it should be less than a roiva. So what the Mishnah Maseches Kelayim is telling us, that there is a tolerance level for Kelayim up to a roiva. Once it hits a roiva, you got to go and remove that extra amount, but you can leave over less than that.
Al-Bittel? Is it Bittel? Is it,
that's Bittel, yeah, exactly.
Isn't Kelayim and other Isurim Bittel Messiah at 200? Here this is only 25 to 1.
Right, I don't know, the Rambam doesn't address that, but he does say that you're right, that it would be Bittel, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. But any, once you hit that shear of the roiva, it's no longer Bittel, and you might.
Is now, it 25 to 1 or 24 to 1?
24 to 1, but it's certainly not 200 to 1.
Yeah, okay.
200, I mean, the Isser is usually 200 to 1. Right?
So Kol Soshiyesh Baroyim Min Acher is Yimayim. You have to go Min Yimayim. Now, why does it say Yimayim? Why doesn't it go and say Yosser Es Kuloi?
Right.
Meaning with the Svara of Rav Huna, that every time you have a problem with
Min Acher,
you have these impurities. Here you have Ein Lecha impurity G'doyla Mizu, that is going to go and create the Isser of Kelayim. So why does it say Yimayim? Because you have to go and clean it up. Now, says the Gemara, before the Gemara asks the Kasha, the first Gemara builds up the premise. So Brua, we assume, the Roiva to Kelayim, Ki Yoiser, Mi Roiva, the Hocha, that the two are parallel to each other. In the case of Kelayim, why Yimayet? Because once you hit Roiva, that's already intolerable. You can't tolerate that. Less than a Roiva is okay, but not Roiva or more. So once you hit Roiva, it's Ki. It's like in our case of our Mishnah, that you tolerate a roiva, but you don't tolerate more than a roiva. And that's, of course, what Rav Huna is talking about. Rav Huna is not talking about the roiva. Roiva, you're stuck. But if it's more than the roiva, says Rav Huna, you clean it all out and you get a full refund, so to speak, for the entire amount. So Savrua, we assumed as a premise, the roiva to Kelayim, this case in the Mishnah of the roiva that Yimayit, why is Yimayit? Because you can't tolerate it. It's Kiyoyis Mi Roiva Da'acha. Like our case, where if it's more than a roiva, you don't tolerate more than a roiva. Roiva, you tolerate, but not more. The Katonian, it says you might. Why doesn't it say, like Rav Huna, you gotta be menapes kula, take out all of that min acher? More loy, roiva to kelayim, ki roiva to hocha. The roiva to kelayim is the same as roiva over here. That just like over here in our Mishnah, you tolerate a roiva, there too by kelayim, you tolerate a roiva. So it's not more. It doesn't even enter into Rav Huna's halacha. Because Rav Huna is only talking about if it's more than the roiva, where you don't tolerate more than the 4%. It's not 5 or 6%. Here, when it comes to the roiva of Kelayim, that's the same shear, exactly like the shear over here. And that's why you don't have to go and clean it out. You only have to be memai. Frey tomorrow. Ihochi, if you're telling me that it's the same shear as we have in our Mishnah, up to that 4%. Why be memayit at all? Because after all, you're saying that that is halachically acceptable tolerance level. Just like over here, you tolerate up to roiva. There too, you tolerate a roiva. So why is he being memayit? So the havamina was good. The havamina was sevrua deriv the kelayim ki yoisim roiva dehacha, that you don't tolerate the roiva of kelayim. You tolerate up to. Similar to what the Gemara said at the top of the Amud, according to Rav Katina, that if you're dealing with kidneys, then the tolerance level is a roiva. If you're dealing with afruris, it's up to ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Once you hit roiva, you don't tolerate. I don't want a roiva of afruris. I'm asking to take 0.9 of a roiva, but not a full roiva. So says the Gemara, that's what I thought over here too, that when we're talking about the din of kelayim, once you hit a roiva, it's now usher, prohibited, I don't tolerate it, you have to be memayit. Ah, so that's just like in the case of our Mishnah, that once you hit roiva, roiva's fine, but if it's a drop more than roiva, you got to eradicate it. V'yar tohara mikirbecha. And what did Rav Huna say? V'yar to all the ra, not just that a little bit more, everything. So how come, therefore, by the case of the roiva, of that min acher, of the chartzanin, you're telling me you already have to why is it you might? Why don't you say clean it out?
And so I mean, it's pen two tashim alei. It's I thought kalim was one of those big asurim that you.
Oh, we're gonna that's gonna be more tight.
This is kalim. This is right. It's not.
These are seeds, and these are seeds that are mixed together.
I'm not talking about chitim.
It is chitim. We're talking about seeds that are going to be planted next year, and the danger is you're going to have kalayim. So it's a loaded pistol.
We're not talking about with the kalayim of a clay carom. We're talking to separate.
Sure you are.
No, we're talking about kalayim. We're talking about kalayim of seeds, which is separate. You're not allowed to have an admixture of different seeds.
Because what's going to happen?
Why is that? Because you're going to plant the crop next year, and you're going to have grape seeds, grapevines sprouting in your wheat field.
I think it's a separate issue here.
It's a chumrah. It's a side of Torah to say don't even mix them. Don't even think.
I think the separate.
Okay, I haven't looked at kalayim in a long time. I don't know.
There's a separate issue of planting, just like you can't do grafting. I think there's a separate issue
of planting kalayim.
Yeah, that's
you're saying you're mixing the seeds. You're talking about storing the seeds, intermixing the seeds into one package.
Right.
Okay.
I think that's
and your farm, you're very careful about that, I know. Okay.
Anyway, getting back to Agma, Sigmar is now answering that the tolerance level by Kalayim is the same as the tolerance level in our Mishnah by a Mocher and a Lokeach, that it's a Roiva. That being the case, says the Bryce, not the Bryce, says the Mishnah, Mesechus Kalayim, you only have to be Mamayim, because that's tolerable. If it was more than that, then maybe Takar Avun is right. You'd have to remove everything, all of it. Frank Timura, I don't understand what you're saying. If you're telling me that the tolerance level by Kilayim is the same thing as the tolerance level by Unz, that up to including a Roiva is acceptable, so why does he have to be Mamayit at all? It's acceptable. Leave it the way it is. Why does he have to take out even be Mamayit? He doesn't have to take out a Mashu. It's acceptable. It's tolerable. As you said before, because we're not talking about Mamanis, we're talking about Isser. You see, you gotta be Machmir. So at least be Mamayit Abyssal, even though Itaki can tolerate it, but Abyssal, it's a Chumrah that we are, that the Chumim instituted, take out a little. And that Minadin, you see the last Rishba. Yehachim Shem Chumim Tekalayim Mamayit, but Minadin. It's a Chumrah with the Oilam and the Rabban Ungaram. Right, Yehachim, that's the case. Eima Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa of that same Mishnah. We asked Akasha on Rav Huna from the Reisha, we have a Raya to Rav Huna from the Sefer. Because says the Sefer, Rav Yossi, Oymer Yover. Says Rav Yossi, you gotta clean it out. You see the top Rishbam, Yivrur is HaKoil, everything! Just like the Lashon of HaKoil, enough HaKoil, according to Rav Huna.
Not a Shabbos, it's Borer.
But don't do it in a Shabbos. Good. Zok Timar, Iyam is Bishloima Ki Yois. If you're going to learn like we learned in the Havamina, that when you have a Roiva Hakav, question is when he comes back, is he going to leave it open again?
We'll find out.
We don't have Ruach HaKoich. If you're going to go and tell me like the Havamina, that what? That by Kilayim Roiva Hakav is just like by Yoisim Iroivakav by Mechira. So Bahakamifiki, then I understand what the Machloikis is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yoisim. Tanakama Savaloi Kansinan et Teira Ot Isura. I don't make a Knas, and therefore all you have to do is Yemayit, take off Abisalim. From Yoisim Savar Kansinan, Rabbi Yoisim says, no. We put a Knas across the board. Remember, that was the second Svar of Rav Huna. Amla Knasa. We want a content that you own, you have such schmutzig stuff that you are going and making kalayim more than the tolerance level. No good. So we're coining this the Teirot Yisrael. So we consider. Eliyambis, you're going to go and tell me like the Gemara's Teretz on the Yomar Alf. Kiroi Vadombi, they're both by Mechira and by kalayim. It's the exact same shear that up to including a Roiva is tolerable. So my Yomar, why does Rabbi Yossi said that you have to clean it out totally? I can understand the Tanakh Kama, like the Gemara said in the Yomar Aleph. Really, you can tolerate it because it's up to a Roiva, including a Roiva, that's okay. You might, because of a Chumra of the Isser of Kelayim, okay, dude, be even a little bit more from, make it a drop less than that Roiva. However, if you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the whole thing is a Chumra, it's a Ikaradin, it's fine. So why do you have to be mevarid the whole thing? You're from top to bottom, make sure there's not even a drop of seeds there from grains. What's the problem? Very interesting svara. What's the svara of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says, what happened if I find taka such a mixture of the chitim and tzoyrim together with some seeds from, let's say, from a grape, and they're all mixed together? And now, according to Tanakama, all you need to do is just imayit. I have on my, I don't know that you can measure this by scales, but you can measure it presumably by volume, and you figure out that in fact you're exactly at the roiva hakav for this mixture. And everybody says, well, mikra din, it's fine. You gotta be machmir. Okay, so what do we mean by machmir? We're gonna take out a little bit from the mixture. And how much are we gonna leave? We're not gonna leave 4%, we're gonna leave 3.8%, 3.9%. You know what Amratzim or other people are going to say? Can you imagine this Erlecha farmer and Erlecha Yid who gets, he has Ashkocha from the OU and from the Esachtas and Rabbanim and from the Bez and Tzedi, from the Bedatz, he's going and planting Kelaim. Look, you see, he had the opportunity to take out the seeds. He said, no, you can leave them there. That's all right. We're going to go in Lechatchila, go and plant seeds of Chitim together with seeds of grapes. Can you imagine? It's Mechsi, it smells like, it looks like, as if he is being Mekayim. The word Mekayim of his lav dafka means as if he's being Zerea Kalayim Biyodayim. It's one thing that
you... In fact, he is.
100%.
In fact, he is. It is Kalayim.
But it's not halachic Kalayim. It's Kalayim.
It's physical, it's biological Kalayim.
Exactly. Physical Kalayim, but not halachic Kalayim. But those people that look and say, if you didn't check it at all, and you just dump all the seeds into the ground without looking, you're always bound to find some schmutz and some grape seeds, some other stuff, who knows what you're going to find. But here, the person actually was at the table, opening up the bags, pulling out some of the seeds, but leaving the rest consciously. How can you do that? You imagine, you know, many of the hashgachas today, especially for salads, is about bugs. So they have to go, and obviously the mashgichim have to check carefully. There shouldn't be any bugs there. So what happens if you're going to say, well, I took out 90% of the bugs. 10% of the bugs. Yeah, come on, it's only 10%. You can eat the bugs. People are like, you crazy, you nuts. Yeah. Especially if you're looking, if you're not looking for it at all. Okay, I don't see anything. However, if you have a mashgich looking for bugs to go and say, you only have to take out 90% of the bugs. 5%, 10%. Yeah, you can tolerate that. People say, you're feeding people bugs be a dime. You know that they're bugs there, and you're leaving them there. How can you do that?
A little bit of Douglas poison. Would you eat it to somebody? Oh,
very good. Toshima. So let's, again, try to bring...
Right.
I'm not suggesting that one should, one should not. I'm just saying that I'm just trying to give a parallel example.
Right.
That this person is leaving over these impurities in the form of the grape seeds. Once it's less than 4%, it's tolerable. Yeah. Tolerable ahin, tolerable ahead. I see this choshev yid taking the chitim and the other seeds, mixing them together, mixed together, and he's putting them into the ground. How can you do something like that? It's tolerable. If I didn't see it, it's one thing, but I see it. Toshima. Vaita. Shnaim shefkidu eitzel echad. We have this gemara, if you remember, all the way at the beginning of, we had this in Bavul Tzir. Shnaim shefkidu eitzel echad, zem one of zem masayim. Zem masayim shali, zem masayim shali. In the beginning of Bamatzia, Gabi Shnaim Oksim Batalis.
Right.
Okay.
Sure,
yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar over here. So what happens? You have two people came to the Shomer. The Shomer apparently is in the business of Shmiro, maybe not. But the two of them came over to him at the same time. One gave him a mana to put away, and the other one gave him a sign to put away. And he said, Shof, no problem. Good. 6 months later, the two come to pick up their respective amounts, and guess what? And each one says, I was the one that left you the 200. Don't you remember? Come on, put on your memory hat. Don't you remember? I remember one gave 100, one gave 200. And in fact, look here in my vault, there's 100, there's 300 altogether. No, you gave me, I was the 200. So what do you do now? It's a machlokes. But the Tanakhama says, no, it's a mana, it's a mana. Give each one of them one mana, because that everybody agrees to. Vashar, and that's their ani, mana chachevaliyo, leave it there. So what's the Mora's kasha?
Yeah.
And according to Rav Huna, why don't you go and say, put a knas, and say, no, that someone over here obviously is lying, and take all 300 and put it all away. Menapes akoil. Why do you go and give back 100 and 100? And for the Gemara, the two cases are really not parallel. Hochi hashta. It's crystal clear each one of them gave at least 100, so then there's no reason to kanas on that 100. In our case, here, according to the second svara that we said, according to Afuna, that it's kanas, what was the svara? The svara was, since normally you only find 4%, why do I find 5 or 6%? I'm choishish that the moicha threw in an extra 1 or 2 or 3%. In such a case, since that's what I'm choishid, says Rav Huna, menapes akol, make sure he pays for the entire amount. And we're over here, the two individual manas, there's no reason why we should go and be koinis those, because each one of them, in fact, gave originally a mana, so why should I take it away from the innocent party and take away his mana? Everybody gets their mana. As far as the third mana, that's what we put away at Sheva Leo. So, Kimur Toshima Misefa.
I just found it in Shulchan Aruch here.
Yes, it was. Let me
hear. He says here, Hazareh Shnei Mine Tvua, or Shnei Mine Yerakos, in Zera Hakarim, or is it Lokesh? So, Klai Karim is both both wheat and Yerakos. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it's Yerakos, apparently, according to that.
Okay.
So, then there's an effort. Gini Klai Zroyim. That's Hazareh Beis Mine Zroyim Keachaber, it's Israel. Lokesh Shnemar, Shaka Lokisra Klai. Whatever. But so that's Klai Zar, as we said, that's a separatist.
Okay, and therefore.
So that's therefore we could have been talking, like I said, not about Klai Karam before. We're talking when he's planting.
Okay, and therefore.
And therefore.
No, right. No, it's not. It could be a stay loving, but it's had nothing to do with the grapes. You know? So that's what I'm just pointing out.
Okay, I appreciate that you bring that to our attention, Yeshakoyach. But bottom line is, in each case, the talent
right,
shall remain the same.
Right, exactly.
So the halach is the same. You're just saying that it applies more broadly, not only to Klei HaKerem, but to any type of tumidim that get mixed up. Shkoyach, thank you for bringing that to our attention. No, 100%. Yeah, no, we should. None of us should be confused. Shkoyach, thank you. For all the listeners, you heard Brother Shai said the din of Kelayim is not only Klei HaKerem, but other minim as well. Shkoyach. Beginning back to Agimar. Now, Toshima Mi Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa. If you're going to go and say, put away 100, then the guy who's the Ramai who says it's 200, and really he only gave 100, he has nothing to lose. He's going to give back his 100.
Right.
So he figures, I might as well try. You never know. Right. Maybe the rabbis won't know. They won't know the Hilchas Kalayim. They won't know the Hilchas is putting away 100 and 200. So therefore, I have nothing to worry about. The 100 I'm certainly going to give back. Maybe somebody will say, well, Mamna Mutal Masafi Chokits, I'll get 150. So what do I have to lose? Therefore, the Rabbi Yossi says, put it all away. All 300. So, Nechoida, that's not a kasha, that's a raya to Rav Huna. The Rav Huna says, you have a problem, just clear it all out. So, here too, you clear it all out. So, Nechoida, you have a good raya to Rav Huna. Everyone is karai. Hosam vadi ikarami. There is for sure a rami. There's nothing to talk about. One of them is for sure a scoundrel and is lying by saying, I gave you 200. Only one of them gave 200, not both. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, therefore we talk after Bikoinis, everything and Menapa, Kyle, put it all away, clear it out. Hoch, in our case, Miyema Deruvi Arif, although we certainly suspect that he did this Taruvis, and that's why we're being Koinis. But do we know that for a fact? We don't know it for a fact. And therefore, says the Gemara, to go and bring a Raya from Rabbi Yossi to Rav Huna, it's shver, because there is a vade ramai. Over here, the moichim might not be a ramai. Maybe just his mazel that this particular allotment had in it more soil than you normally tolerate. But not that he did it intentionally. So, you have no raya to refer. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya now from far left field. Shtar sheyesh bo ribis. Oh, you have a shtar where it says in it, Reuven owes Shimon $100 plus 5% interest. Now it comes the date of maturity, and we want to go and he wants back his $105. Wants his 100 plus 5. Coins and oisoi. The inigoy veloyes a kevelis a ribis. Not only can he collect the 5, we go and give a kanas. He can't even collect the 100. Divra meir. Oh, so that's a good riot to Rav Huna. that if you're worried about Kanas, right, the second shot of Rapuna was because of Kanas. Menapis Akoil. Hey, Taki Menapis Akoil. Sorry. Not only do you lose the ribis, you lose the entire 100. Slachayra Gutaraya to Ravuna from Rameir. Says he wants Nishkaraya. Hochiash. Hosim Ishas Ksiva Hudi Ovedle Suma. Not Shuma. Suma. Shuma usually means like an assessment or an appraisal. Here the Suma, says Rishbam, is from the Posse, where it says that when you are engaging in a loan transaction, Lo Yisimun Olav Neshech. Don't place on the loiva, this neshech, any ribis factor. By writing out a loan document in which they stipulate, not only are you going to have to pay back the carry, you're going to have to go and pay back ribis, or pay ribis, not pay back, but you're going to have to pay ribis. Ah, so you're over on the leisasimun olav neshech already from the time of the outset of the loan. That's why we say this piece of paper is intolerable, you got to tear it up. You don't not go even neither Karen nor Ribbit. However, in our case, do we know that we have to be cognizant? Now the day I know for the person is Oiver Issa. He allowed and he instructed the Soifer. Remember we had the Mishnah that even the Soifer is Chayv. Some hold him the Edom Chayv, etc. Everybody that's involved is Oiver on Isur. So he's Oiver Issa immediately. So therefore cognizant and say, don't do it again. You lose out your ken, you lose out your ribbis. That would be a very effective deterrent. Nobody's going to go and lend the ribbis if he knows he's going to lose that on his ken. How come in our case, me him the ruvi or? I mean, it certainly looks like it, it smells like it, but we don't know for certain that the moicha threw in more. Maybe pink this shipment that he got was dirtier than usual. So therefore, you cannot bring a riot ravuna to be menapis akol, maybe just be menapis that additional amount over the tolerance level of the 4%. Toshabat, let's bring a Rai now for Keret, be safer. What does it say in the Sefer? Come Goibis, the Keren, Goibis are Ribbis. Only the Ribbis cannot be Goibis, but you can be Goibis the Keren. Oh, so that's a Kasha on Ravuna. Why don't you say Menapas Akol if you hold it's a Kanas? Go and clean ship the whole thing. Hochi Ashta, Hosam Vade Karna Deheteru. Clearly the Keren was Mutter. There was no problem with the Keren. The problem was with the Ribbis. Hocham Yema de Kule Lai Oriva, Arubi Orif. Hear it, the Fakentisvar, according to the Chavim. Maybe, in fact, he mixed in all of his shipments and everything that he received. He adulterated it by adding in further impurities. Ah, says Rafuna, even the Chum would agree to me. The Karen of Adah, the Karen is clean. So the dirty business was the ribbis, so don't collect on the ribbis. But the Karen is fine. Over here, the whole thing is unfortunately taruvis of the impurities. Tainted. It's all tainted. Very good. All tainted by the schmutz that he put in, and therefore, Menapas Akol.
Soiled.
It's soiled. Shelly, where are you today? We need you. Okay.
Toshima.
Final raya for today. Tomorrow we're going to have a couple more rayas, but the final raya for today. The Tony Rovin Barav Nachman. Lo yisamuizel vodu machzer ela machzer lo yeskol harivoyin kulon. What is this referring to? It's referring to a person who bought from someone else a base core offer. Now we don't mean the land, we mean the soil. He went and bought from him a base core that's 30 so of offer.
A lot of dirt.
Maybe you have to have a U-Haul truck or something like that.
Some people have a lot of dirt on them.
Yeah, but here we're not talking about on the Neshama or the Gofei, we're talking about a sales transaction.
It's not page 6 in the New York Post now.
That's what Sleepers is coming to take away from the impurities of the Neshama.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the Mishnah says, and we're going to have later on in Perek Beis Kor, which by the way is only started in a few days from now. We're going to have Beis Kor, Yat Hashem. So what is it going to say over there? If you made up that you're buying a Beis Kor, if you say Mido Bechevel, Mido Bechevel means Pinklach, exactly, meticulously.
With the rope measuring it.
Rope measuring it, exactly.
Meets and bounds.
100%. Then you have to go and give the whole amount. If, however, he said, hein chosur, hein yeser, you know, there was approximately, yeah, this little man, this little lady, yeah, more or less.
Give or take,
more or less, yeah. More or less than mamishur is the tight, hein chosur, hein yeser, more or less. Then it says, a filipiches roiva lisso, even if you go and give a little bit less than the full amount of base korafot, you only gave, you a piches, piches means that you gave less than you gave
from pachos.
From a sa'a, you are piches roiva, Roiv, again, that's the same tolerance level that we're talking about the whole time. A roiv akav l'so is 4%. Or for that matter, oy hoisif roiv l'so. Whatever, if he gave a little bit more, higioi, it's a full-fledged baked transaction, you're closed. Why? Because that's the tolerance level of the hein chos hein yaseh, more or less. Now, explains Rishbam, that's if you're talking about one sar. But here the person is selling him a base core. Base core, of course, is 30 sar. So it would be 30 revoim the base core. 30 times such a roi vakav. It's the same proportion. It's just
prorated.
Prorated, yeah. Instead of one, you're talking about 30 times as much. Okay, so now what happens? That's also included in the deal. Now what happens if, however, it's more than that 30 revoim for a base car? It's 31 or 32 or 35.
Intolerable.
Totally intolerable. So what do you do? The Tony Robin Barrel Nachman, lo yisamois revod hu machzir, not only if you find that it's more than the 30 revoim, more than the 4%, not only does he have to return, in other words, in the case of the kech, if he got too much, he has to return the overage. And the case of the moicher, if he gave him too little, not only does he have to fill in, but he has to.
But he's 24
rova
to a saw. It's already saw and a quarter. Out of 30 saw, this proportion is quite a bit. It's a whole chaticha or this chabe type.
So alma, what do we see from this? And heichad the boy aduri kula mahadah. That's a beautiful right. It's a rahura. Everything one is karai. Hochi hash. Hosen hein choser hein yate. What means hein choser hein yate? So Rishbam explains. Me'ikra din, you're really supposed to go and give the full amount. Because after all, you're selling him this swear, which has got to be exactly base court. You didn't say me the b'chavel. You try to be, if you will, gracious and say, okay, you know, approximately, more or less, I'm not going to hold you to it if it's up some mashu. But really, me'ikra din, you're really supposed to go and give the full amount. If you remember, we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara that anything which is the Mida or the Mishko
or the Minyan,
it's not din of Einoah, meaning that even 1%, right, even a Mashahu,
right,
is intolerable. See, here too, L'choy, it should be intolerable because we're talking about a base core offer. What's going on over here?
Selling him a base core, is like land.
Dirt, topsoil.
Or is he selling him
topsoil
land that's a to.
I had assumed that we're talking about dirt. If the article says differently, then I'm
like, checked it out.
Okay, I didn't check it out either.
It makes sense. You could sell somebody topsoil. You have good fertile soil.
No, but base core. Mm-hmm. No, I mean
base core offer. A base core is land. A base core offer sounds like what Magachir is saying. It's topsoil.
Anyway, the good news is, Rabbi Sai,
you need one of those big front loaders to
measure it out.
That would dump it. That's why I'm thinking it's not practical to say that's offer. But maybe.
And you may be right. Umiyat Hashem. Looking quickly here at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis, look at the Rishbam. It seems that we're talking about a piece of land and not just something in the sword. Question, you mentioned we'll get there, we'll talk about it first.
And I was thinking maybe that produced a certain amount is supposed to produce, a base core is supposed to produce a certain amount. Right. And then it produces it, and then you find it doesn't really produce. I don't know if that's what it's talking
it's
about.
I mean, no, it's royal Israel.
The word has stones and pebbles in it.
Exactly. In fact, that Mishnah is what he talks about exactly, that you had Nekoyim Amukim, or you had Sloim Givoyim, and that destroys
unusable areas.
Let's learn, Brother Shai, let's learn like you're learning, and that's the second correction for today. It's wonderful, it's beautiful, that's why this is a shir. People say the Magid Shir, the Magid Shir. Oh, this is a collective.
Magid Shir.
Yeah, everybody Magid Shir. We're all working together to come to the Emes Lamito. Collective effort, exactly right. Anyway, we're so happy that you're here, but you have no idea how many puns you missed during the Shir so far. That's why you rushed to get here.
I was right outside.
You were right outside, okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, the Gavdei Skor Offer, the truth of the matter is, you're really supposed to give precisely the amount, not a drop less and not a drop more. Because Ein Chos Ein Yaseh, we give him a little bit of leeway, if you will. Why do we give him a little bit of leeway? Because Amalei, he says to him, Mirevia Loi Choshev, up to a Roi Vakav, I'm willing to live with, I'm willing to tolerate, even though it really should be exact, but that's such a small amount. Yes, Rivia, once you get to more than Rivia, then Choshev. Then it becomes a double chashuv. Now from here to kivan, through the word vahadra, in our Gemara says no hagoyz. I'm sure Brother Shai will check it out. In the back of the Gemara, the Rishash says that these two lines come out, because the Rishbam doesn't explain any of this. So apparently he did not have that in his girsa. So therefore you can put a dot after yes or via chashuv. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, when you're talking about buying a base kurafer, normally you talk and want, meet the mechavli, you want to have an exact amount. However, since people are only human, there might be a little bit of a mistake, you're willing to go and hang chas, say, yes, okay, if it's a drop more, a drop less, nishke ferlich, we're going to be friends, we're not going to argue over this for the rest of our lives. Says the Gemara, when do you say that? That's up to a revia. Once it's more than a via, no, come on, don't be a chaser, you know, yeah. We made up a base court offer. No. And therefore, in such a case, you have to machzer es hakol. However, when you're talking about the case of the peiris, the tvua, with the tenoivis, it's not that somebody's being a chaser over here. That's how it came, you know. The farmer, he cut it, he tried to do a good job in shaking it out. There's always going to be some tenoivis left, or some kidneys left, yeah.
And you go to these farmer's markets on Columbus Avenue, they come from farms of state, and they sell the vegetables, they sell it with the dirt to show you it's organic, and they charge more for it, and then they charge you for the dirt as well. But it's actually it's a mila, it's a
organic versus mila. Certainly for the moicher, you don't charge double the price. Anyway, so the point of all of this is the two cases are not parallel to each other. In the case of Baram Nachman, the reason why he machzer es hakol, because the person wanted to have an exact piece of land, the base korafar, and you gave him more or less than that amount. If it's up to a revia, okay, people, once it's more than that, that's chash. We made up a base korafar. Therefore, you have to return everything. In our case, it's natural that when you're going and buying tvua, that there's going to be some roivet and oifis in it. So if it happens to be a little bit more, who says that you have to menapa sakar? Maybe you only have to menapa that little bit, which is in excess.
So it's not a proof to rafuna after all.
Not a proof to rafuna after all. And we stop over here. Toshima, we continue. Have a wonderful day, Rabbis. Have a good Shabbos. And Zaki Benjamin, Zaki.